to come back to me.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Stop talking to me. And I can't. based on fantasy. And all the gods, they've stopped talking to me. And I
good morning, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us here at CITR 11.9 in celebrating International Women's Day. My name is Nellie, and I am the host of The Cat's Pajamas. It's a show every Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. So I'll be here doing a special FemCon edition of that for International Women's Day. I hope you've been enjoying the programming so far. We've got tons of other stuff coming up soon. I will be playing a bunch of fantastic female artists who I decided to keep it contemporary, like very current. Up next, I will be playing probably my favorite female musician right now, Angel Olsen. She was just in town, actually. She was here this past Thursday and played a beautiful show at the Media Club. Yeah, her music is haunting and lovely, and it's just amazing. So you should definitely take a listen to her new album, Burn Your Fire for No Witness, that just got released in January. Or February, actually. So this is her song called Stars.
Given me to sing the air.
All right, and we're back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR, and today we are celebrating International Women's Day. I'm Nellie, your host for this hour of all-female musician and bands. So I'm playing a bunch of new bands that I really love. You just listened to War Paint. They are from L.A., and it's four gals. They just released their album called War Paint, and that was the track Feeling All Right. They are amazing live, and I highly encourage you to see them. They are coming to Vancouver on May 4th. Before that, you heard Take Your Shoes Off by the band Pups, one of Rose Melberg's many projects that she's done. She was one of my favorite indie pop artists and in great influential bands like Tiger Trap and the Softies and Go Sailor. She's done a lot. So great track by Pups. They released that cassette on Green Burrito Records last year. And then at the top of the set, you heard Angel Olsen with the song Stars off of her album Burn Your Fire for No Witness. I wanted to give an extra special happy birthday shout out to my favorite woman, my mom. So happy birthday, Mom. I love you. I hope you're having a wonderful day. So up next, I'll be playing a local band, definitely one of my favorite local bands. They're called The Oz, and they are coming out with new material soon, I believe, on the cassette label Bird Tapes. It's a New York-based label, I believe. And yeah, this is their song, Does It Still Count?
Does it still count?
If I didn't say to stop.
Does it still count?
If after we talked.
Does it still count?
If I got a ride home.
Does it still count?
If I only used soap.
Does it still count?
If I didn't feel sad as I thought I would. I didn't scream.
Does it still count?
If I might have said yes.
Does it still count?
If I slept in his bed.
Does it still count?
If I thought he felt bad.
Does it still count?
If I saw him after that.
Does it still count?
If I wasn't awake.
Does it still count?
If I was on a date.
Does it still count?
If I thought I wanted it.
Does it still count?
If it lasted a minute.
I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
Thank you.
right? That was the hilarious and cruel song, I Only Fucked You as a Joke, by Childbirth, a Seattle supergroup comprised of a bunch of ladies from other Seattle rad lady bands like Chastity Belt, Taco Cat, and Pony Time. They just released that cassette on, I don't remember the record label, but it's called It's a Girl. Really rad tape. Before that, you heard Girl Pool. They just released a cassette on Big Joy Records, and that was their song Paint Me Colors. I found out about them through an awesome website called The Laci, and it's a really sweet online magazine, I guess, or online zine, probably, showcasing a bunch of awesome lady musicians and artists and zine makers, so you should check that out. I always find amazing stuff on there. And before that, I played you the local band The Oz with their song Does It Still Count? Up next, I'm going to be playing a song by Cherry Glazer, another one of my really favorite new bands. It's female-fronted it was a bedroom pop project originally by the 17-year-old, and they've since released a full-length album on Burger Records and getting higher up in the world. They just played a song for the Saint Laurent fashion show in Paris, so that's pretty sweet. Anyways, I just wanted to play some awesome music by younger musicians because I feel they get treated poorly or just not respected as much as older people. So yeah, I'm gonna play this song. It's called White's Not My Color this evening, and trying to figure out the theme for the next set of songs. All right, this is Cherry Glazer.
We'll be right back. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
Iteration this March 7th to the 29th. Witness two forms of dance designed to subvert culture collide when Buto artist Michael Sakamoto and street dancer Rennie Harris face off. See international flamenco superstar Israel Galvan's fast and fancy footwork fly off the stage. Watch what happens when jazz piano improvisation meets ballet with Yui Kawaguchi and Aki Takase, with free shows by Vancouver fan favorite 605 Collective and Modus Operandi. You are sure to find something you love. For show information and tickets, go to vidf.ca.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. I just played a period-themed set of songs for all the ladies out there. So we listened to 28 Days by US Girls off of their album Free Advice Column. And then before that, we listened to the Seattle psychedelic dark surf rock, I guess, band called La Luz. That was their song Big Big Blood off of their album they released earlier in the year, It's Alive. And then at the top of the set, I played Cherry Glazer with their song White's Not My Color this evening off of their album Haxel Princess. All right, up next, I'm going to play some more local bands for you all. I have the band Lié up next with their song Pressure.
Thank you.
we're back. You're listening to 101.9 CITR FM. This is the All FemCon edition of the Cat's Pajams. I'm your host, Nelly. You just listened to White Poppy with her song Wear Me Away. Before that, we heard the Courtneys with their song New Sunday off of their self-titled album released on Hockey Dad Records last summer. And then before that, we heard Lié with the song Pressure. All three of those bands are local Vancouver girl groups. Wonderful tracks by all of them. I've got about 10 more minutes left. I'm going to close out with some noisy punk music. So I hope you all enjoyed that. I'm going to play Joanna Gruesome up next. It's a female-fronted indie pop noise band, I guess. They are featured on an awesome compilation coming out on Record Store Day that K9 Records is releasing. It's called Nonviolent Femmes, awesome punny title, and some really awesome female bands are on this, like Toshaki Miyaki, Speedy Ortiz, Eternal Summers, and Beverly, which is Frankie Rose's new band. So that's exciting. So this is Joanna Gruesome with her song Secret Surprise. I make it talk. Okay, that was Perfect Pussy, pretty rad female-fronted noise punk band. They are releasing a new album soon on Captured Tracks. That was the song Say Yes, what was that song called? It's on their album coming up. That's going to be called Say Yes to Love, and that was the track Interference Fits. They are going to be in town on March 25th. So we should all go out to that. They're playing Cobalt. Should be a pretty sweet show. Before that, I played White Lung, a Vancouver band. Yeah, really badass. And then before that, I played Joanna Gruesome with their song Secret Surprise. And the White Lung song was called Drown with the Monster. And that was a single they just released this week. Yeah, thank you so much for joining me here at CITR for celebrating female musicians and local groups and new bands for International Women's Day. I had a great time. If you enjoyed listening to this, you should check out my show I do every Friday. It's pretty much the same, although it's not always all female, but it's at least 50%. Yeah, so I'm going to close out with Vivian Girls, who definitely are one of my favorite girl groups. They just called it quits, which is sad, but all the ladies in the band have other projects. So this is called Where Do You Run To? And then up next, we are going to listen to an awesome documentary on Girls Rock Camp Vancouver that Sarah did. So yes, here is Vivian Girls with Where Do You Run To?
Welcome to Life After Radio, which has been taken over for this special edition by Vancouver's Girls Rock Camp, which happened for the first time in August. I don't really know how to properly describe it, but I do know that nobody there had been to anything like it before.
It's like a bunch of kindergartners taking over a preschool and tying up the teachers and boiling them in a stew and then doing whatever the heck they want.